Next up is Oliviana.
This is for all you girls about 13. High school can be so rough, can be so mean. Hold on to your innocence. Stand your ground when everybody's giving in. This one's for the girls. This is for all you girls about 25. In little apartments, just trying to get by. Living on dreams and spaghetti, wondering where your life is gonna go. This one's for the girls who've ever had a broken heart, who wished upon a shooting star. You're beautiful the way you are. This one's for the girls who love about holding back, who dream with everything they have all around the world. This one's for the girls.
This one's for all the girls.
This is for all you girls about 42. Tossing pennies into the fountain of youth. Every laugh line on your face made you who you are today. This one's for the girls who've ever had a broken heart, who wished upon
Italian girl.
Italian ice is what I'm calling you now.
Ice, baby.
Yeah.
Dun, 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 dun.
That's your theme song. Okay, so. We're all in agreement that we love this, the song, like the original, right?
Yes.
Yeah, the original, awesome.
So good. Yeah. So,
Do you want to go first?
I didn't
first?
Feel like you had, like, the proper sass for this song.
Yeah, I said, I wrote wishing for more passion. Because, I don't know, this song has, like, so much, like, like, hope and, like, power behind yeah. it. And there was just yeah. none of that for me.
It's like this feminism mm-hmm. empowerment sort of thing, you know?
And just, like, joy. Like, yeah. this Be is happy. For all you girls who are, like, struggling Losers. Through. Yeah. No. yeah, and it's just, like, I don't know. Yeah. I didn't feel it
for me. It didn't me. Feel like it was for the girls. It felt like it was for, like, your goldfish or something.
I don't know. This one's for the fish.
That's kind of mean. But, I'm sorry. This is kind of unfair to you, Italian Ice, because we really like this song. So yeah, we're gonna have and, like, high expectations. I sing this song a lot, so
yeah. This is, I mean, like, okay, like it wasn't bad. Like your vocals were pretty good. You pronounced some things kind of weird, like "laugh without holding back." You were kind of like "laugh without holding back." It sounded very like it didn't sound like you were saying "laugh yeah. without holding back."
Yeah,
like.
Yeah.
You really have to, like, one of the things, I mean, when you're speaking, it's a lot different, but when you're singing, you have to really say, like, laugh yeah. without holding back.
Yeah.
So that you
even
can, like...
Even if it feels weird, just think that there's going to be music blaring behind your vocals and that you're going to be moving, like, you're singing sort of faster than yeah. normal talking pace and people who don't know the song have no idea what's going on, so... Yeah.
Let's see. Did this feel like it was one take sometimes? To you guys?
Was it?
Yeah.
Maybe.
Like, I know she did her, like, own layers, like...
Yeah, like oh, yes, yeah, she did. Like, at the end,
yeah.
I wrote, like, I don't know. I wrote, like, background kitty, because it sounded like, I don't know.
But, like, the weird. In general, like, the main melody sounded like it was one take to me. Like, it sounded similar to Katsumi in that, like, it sounded like, not that she stumbled at some parts, but, like, kind, I don't know. Oh. And, like, the timing just seemed, like, a little bit off.
Yeah, sometimes it was.
Yeah. And you're, like, straining a lot when you're trying to hit the higher notes in the chorus.
Yeah.
I didn't like the whole head voice chorus yeah. thing.
Mm-hmm. I'm not like, a head voice person
I actually listened to it with my headphones off and then with them on. And then, with them off through my speakers, it sounded fine, actually. But I have crappy laptop speakers. And with my headphones on, I was like, uh-oh. Because, you know, again, like, more passion, and it in your head voice, it doesn't come across as well.
No, it doesn't. Yeah. It's not strong. And, like, whenever you sing in head voice, unless you were someone who is, like, a trained soprano and, like, have a really strong, strong head voice, yeah. most of the time it's gonna come across as, like, weaker sounding and not as energetic because it's just quieter yeah. in general.
Yeah, it is. So, yeah.
I'm done.
Me too.
Done.
All right, next up is Jeffers.
I work down at the pizza pit. And I drive an old Hyundai. I still live with my mom and dad. I'm 5'3" and overweight. I'm a sci-fi fanatic, a mild asthmatic, who's never been to second base. But there's a whole nother me that you need to see. Go check out my space. 'Cause online I'm out in Hollywood, I'm 6'5" and I look damn good. I drive a Maserati, I'm a black belt in karate, and I love a good glass of wine. It turns girls on that I'm mysterious. I tell them I don't want nothing serious, 'cause even on a slow day I can have a three-way. chat with two women at one time. I'm so much cooler online. So much cooler online. I get home, I kiss my mom, and she fixes me a snack. And I head down to my basement bedroom and fire up my Mac. In real life, the only time I've ever even been to LA was when I got the chance with the marching band to play tuba in the Rose Parade. Online, I live in Malibu, I pose for Calvin Klein, I've been in GQ, I'm single and I'm rich, and I've got a set of six-pack abs that will blow your mind. It turns girls on that I'm mysterious, I tell them I don't want nothing serious, cause even on a slow day I can have a three-way chat with two women at one time. I'm so much cooler online. Yeah, I'm cooler online. When you got my kind of status, it's hard to get a date, let alone a real girlfriend. But I grow another foot and I lose a bunch of weight every time I log in. Online, I'm out in Hollywood, I'm 6'5" and I look damn good, cause even on a slow day I can have a three-way chat with two women at one time. I'm so much cooler online. Yeah, I'm cooler online. I'm so much cooler online. Yeah, I'm cooler online. Online, I'm out in Hollywood, I host and judge a show and think I sing good. They think I'm so adorable, I'm just irreplaceable, the one and only dancing bear. Online, I sound like such a preteen, I never seem to lower lack of puberty. I max your Lulu sinosine while cuteness blows out Rachel's mind and spunky happiness instead of Valk's rage. I'm so much cuter online. So much cuter online.
Jeffers. Oh my god, that ending was like so funny. I was lolling like so hard.
Me
I was, like,
too.
Oh my god, he's so funny. Oh my god.
I like that the band. That was just, yeah, it was funny.
Oh my god. So much cuter online. It's true, you really are super cute. I didn't write much down. I said it was the same song as Ross. And I said it was slightly pitchy.
It was.
Yeah.
I said it was cute. Mm-hmm. And I said he had good energy, because he did. I thought his energy was cute.
I thought his energy was okay.
It was an Yeah, I mean, like, it was better than a lot of people we've heard tonight, to be
it's
honest.
It's like middle.
Yeah.
It's Jeffers' energy.
It's Jeff.
Jeffers' energy.
The ending was just, like, blew me away. Like, I just, like, am shocked. The end. Like, was not expecting that.
I like the harmonies.
Did he do those? I think it was the backtrack.
I don't know. They were good either way.
So good on that. I wrote... Okay, we can't criticize Italian ice for weird pronunciation and ignore Jeffers. I'm sorry, Jeffers. I know you're so sick of hearing this. But you pronounce things so weirdly. I'm sorry. You said mile asthmatic. Mile. There's a D there. Jeffers.
Oh.
Don't drop the end of your words. And then you said second bay. Which...
Yeah, he does base, kind of tend to drop
his... I know. Like, if that's the way you talk, bay. Then that's fine. But, like what we said in to Italian Ice... Ice, ice, baby. You have to, like, you have to pronounce everything really clearly so that people who haven't heard the song before actually know what you're saying. So,
yeah.
Overpronounce everything. Overpronunciate.
I'm done.
Yeah. It's so funny.
It was really funny.
I'm done, yeah.
Oh, I can't take it. Up next is Awkward Turtles.
He said I was in my early 40s with a la-la before me, and a moment came that stopped me on a dime. I spent most of the next days looking at x-rays and talking about the options and talking about sweet time. I asked him when it sank in that this might really be the real, and how's it hit you when you get that kind of news? Man, what you do? And he said, I went skydiving, I went Rocky Mountain climbing, I went DuPont 7 seconds on a Bonnet Fu Manchu, and I love it deeper, and I spoke sweeter, and I gave forgiveness I'd be denying. And he said, someday I hope you get the chance to live like you were dying. He said I was finally the husband that most of the time I wasn't, and I became a friend wouldn't like to have. And all of a sudden going fishing wasn't such an imposition, and I went 3 times that year, I lost my dad. Well, I finally read the good book, and I took a good long hard look at what I do if I could do it all again. And then I went skydiving, I went Rocky Mountain climbing, I went DuPont 7 seconds on a boon and boom and true, and I love it deeper, and I spoke sweeter, and I gave forgiveness I'd be denying. And he said, someday I hope you get the chance to live like you were dying. Like tomorrow was a gift, and you've got eternity to think about. What would you do with it? What did you do with it? What can I do with it? What would I do with it? Skydiving, I went Rocky Mountain climbing, I went DuPont 7 seconds on a Bonnet Fu Manchu, and I love deeper, and I spoke sweeter, and I watched Blue Eagle as it was flying. Someday I hope you get the chance to live like you were dying. sounded like you were dying. Lived like you were dying. Lived like you were dying. Lived like you were dying.
What's the song about, guys?
Live like you were dying.
Oh,
it's about a guy that finds out he has cancer, so he pretty much does his bucket list.
I did not get that at all. I got like 3 words out of the entire song.
Yeah, the pronunciation was really weird.
Yeah,
it was.
At least you were doing it on purpose, though. It wasn't like. I don't know why you were doing it that way, though. It was kind of weird.
It was like hardcore overpronunciation to the point of annoyance to me, at least.
Like, it sounded like you were speaking Chinese at some point, because I wrote down Fu Manchu, and I'm like, what?
Oh, yeah. That I noticed, and I was like, point,
This is the night of, like...
Point 2 seconds or something.
Point 2.7 seconds on a bull mane named
in
something
Pocket,
Jew.
Something.
In general, I think tonight has been the night of like boring songs. I don't know. This was not.
We've had a few hilarious songs, so I think
that's true.
I thought at first for this the emotion was good, but then
it stayed at one level the entire time. I got so bored of it. I was just like, this is just one level, and I'm not liking it. I mean, like, you were on pitch, so that was good, but...
Yeah.
I don't know, I didn't like it because it just sounds way too low for you.
And it didn't have any of the passion that it should have had, I don't know.
Yeah.
Like, your voice sounded strained and, like you were pushing it through your nose or something throughout the entire thing, and I don't know. It was like you were putting so much effort into being that low and doing the voice that, I just didn't get anything about the song.
Yeah.
Other than... Live like you're dying.
Yeah.
I like the long note at the end, though. That was good.
I'm disappointed because, like, she's been picking such good songs for her voice all season, so the fact that this was not as good, like, was really disappointing.
This was not a good choice.
Yeah.
It was really disappointing. So. Yeah. But, I guess I'll just, like, wait for results.
Yeah.
I'm done.
Done.